A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What person among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord. Using the example of a lost sheep out of the herd, Jesus ends up speaking about sinners. What a gifted preacher he was. He could always find a close-to-home example to make a point. This lost sheep is only one example. We might have to search for a single person, creature, coin, sibling, and so on. Often we cannot even think about anything else. Novels, short stories, movies, plays have been based on this storyline. It is something we are familiar with. Wow. We really do notice when only one of something is gone. We don't sit around and say, "Well, we're all here. What's one missing family member, or one missing precious item, or the missing family dog? That's not important. We're here. We have what we need." But where is the lost sheep or missing sibling? Where is the lost coin or the favorite hat? Where is the runaway teen? Where is the comrade who used to go to Mass with you? Where is the uncle who used to be the life of the party? Where are we when we are the missing one, the sinner, the runaway, the lost soul? No, when someone isn't around or is troubled and gone or even imprisoned, we do show concern for that one. We do want the circle to be rounded and complete. We do care. We do. So here we are called to consider this. A sinner is one who is missing from the fold. A sinner who has made a number of really bad choices is on the "please help us find" list. If even one sinner is missing, that is something worth worrying about. Jesus calls us all to stay in the circle, and when it is not possible on our own, to run to him for help. That's all he has to do. His love is overwhelming. The joy of having someone come back is like the military guy come home safely without injury, like the teen found in the basement of her friend's home, the puppy shaken and scared behind the bush at the park, the coin under the couch, the hat in the back of the closet, the recipe for a special pie, or whatever. I think the lesson today is of appreciation. Maybe these incidents come into our lives so we can renew our appreciation for the good, the holy, the not so holy, the friend, the sibling, the uncle, the special stuff, the whole range of life-giving realities that give us reason to live. And so we look for what we really need, and we are helped. Amen.